and I get over the brakes, and I stumble and fall. So hard to make you understand, but all you can say is it's just part of the deal. And I never asked you to understand how I keep myself to myself in the crush of the crowd, but all you can say is who cares, it's part of the deal. Hey, and I guess I get over the brakes, and I stumble and fall.
Bringing you great new tunes from here, from the basement of Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Rue. It is now 8 p.m., which means it's time for the Elaborate Road, CFRC's British and Irish Music Show. And we've got a busy evening for you. We started off with a little bit of nostalgia, you know, always bringing you sort of the best in British music. Razor Light played a little bit of their stuff from a couple of CDs that they sent us now 20 years ago. I've got in front of me, and you can hear it probably, the clicks and clacks of their CD Up All Night, first album by the band. I'd forgotten just how big they were. Maybe not so much here in Canada, but in the UK, they were all over the place. They were one of the biggest indie bands to come out of sort of the early mid zeros, with bands like the Libertines and all of that, who we were talking about a little bit last week. And in the background, just a bit more physical stuff, you know, because I'm here, I'm live in the studio. Figured I'd pick up a little bit of physical CDs, vinyl, everything for you. Got a little bit of Fool's Gold by Stone Roses playing in the background. Now, that was a vinyl they sent us back in in March 1990. So lots of physical stuff. And the reason I've got so much physical stuff playing for us today, folks, is I'm not going to be here from next week onwards. The show is still going to be on air, but it's going to be a wild kind of month and a half, 2 months for me, where I'm going away a bit. I'm going home for a bit. So I'll be in India for a little while. Show's obviously going to be pre-recorded. But on my way there, and this is why it's relevant to the show, I'm going to be making a little pit stop for a couple of weeks in the UK. So I'll see what I can bring you as CFRC's British Music Show, after all. So, you know, I just thought I'd play a little bit of vinyl, get us all kind of handy, physical, with all the stuff that's coming for you live right now before we switch to the pre-recorded format. I promise you, the shows are still going to be good. But we've also got a lot of great music on the show today. The Razorlight CD was relevant not just because it's been 20 years since the album came out, but also because they have a brand new album that's come out. It's called Planet Nowhere. It just came out this Friday. And they've had some really catchy singles off that one. And it is sort of the weekend before Halloween, you know, 27th of October. We're all gearing up, getting our costumes ready and all of that. So I figured I'd play us their single, their the first or the second single that they put out from this album, which is called Zombie Love. You can find them on their Bandcamp page, like the album's up there, razorlight.bandcamp.com. This is kind of the band with the classic lineup back, the lineup from the second album that, again, got really big in a lot of places, the sort of self-titled Razorlight album from 2006. Singles like America, In the Morning, those were two that were really big over here, Before I Fall to Pieces, a couple of other songs. So we're going to be playing stuff from the new album, and you can find it all on their Bandcamp page. Full band, back together as they were in 2006, you know, and they feel like they're writing their best stuff. So we'll listen to a bit of it. Also have a bit of Calva Louise to start off this set, though. And they're sort of a band of three people based in London from all over. I think one member is from New Zealand, one is from Brazil and or Venezuela, and one French member. So that's the three of them based in London. And they've put out a new single called La Corriente, which we're going to be listening to, which you can also find on their Bandcamp page, calvaluis.bandcamp.com. So those two tracks coming up for us to begin properly this week's show of new music. I'm going to fade the Stone Roses down, and I'll see you on the other side of these great new tracks coming up for you here, live on CFRC.
Don't bless your heart. You're not the only cowgirl that I ever went down on, but you're the only love I had to walk out on.
Zombie love, folks. Brand new stuff from Razorlight. They're back after all this time. They're back with a brand new album, Planet Nowhere. We also had a bit of Kelva Louise to start off the show. Just some heavier stuff. I mean, you know, just a good wake-up call for you. Don't go to bed just yet. But yeah, Yellow Brick Road, British and Irish music show. So we've got some great new tunes for you. Coming up next, we've got some music out of Belfast. Kind of post-punk stuff. We've got a band called the Woodburning Savages, whose stuff I really like, and they've been away for almost 2 years now. I think their last release was from February last year, if I'm not mistaken. They had a single out, and it's been nearly 2 years, but they're back and they've released a brand new album. It's going to be called Hand to Mouth. It's coming out in February next year. So lots of good albums to kind of just like keep you on your toes and looking forward to music in the next year. The song that we're going to be listening to, their recently released singles called Grit Your Teeth. And really, it's just a song that's going to make you do that in anticipation. You know, you feel that kind of searing grit as you listen to them. We've also got some new rap stuff from BKXS, who is a Luton-based, a London-based rapper who's sort of been on the scene since about 2018 and really kind of won acclaim for a single kind of rap song that she put out at the time called Next Up, which, you know, Skepta took notice of, and a bunch of other cool musicians, you know, really liked her work. And she's done other stuff as well. She, you know, runs various events in London. She's got a series called Got No Data. She kind of is involved in kind of rap labels and stuff, and has been called one of the most exciting up-and-coming MCs. And she's just released an album earlier, well, not just now, but like earlier this year, which was called One Time. And I'm going to play us a track off of it called Excuse Me. So you can look out for her. BKXS is how she stylizes her name. And then we've got some new stuff from Edinburgh, a band called Swim School. They've been putting out a few singles over the last few months. And this single that they put out is a slightly more shoegazy one. It's called Seeing It Now. I want to play us an older one that we sort of, I think, missed when it came out, just because I really liked it. So I'm going to play us their single, Give Me a Reason Why. But do check out the new single. It's called Seeing It Now. That's three great tracks for us. And then we'll be back talking about more great new music coming for you here on CFRC. Woodburning Savages, Grit Your Teeth.
Excuse me, can I get a word in? I used to get air tube blue tits curving, now I see the works is working. I'm in a black whip, M-way turning, sweep, sweep, scurrying. Gelato 42 burning, sweep, sweep, scurrying. Gelato 42, excuse me, can I get a word in? I used to get air tube blue tits curving, now I see the works is working. I'm in a black whip, M-way turning, sweep, sweep, scurrying. Gelato 42 burning, sweep, sweep, scurrying. Gelato 42. Yeah, can I get a word or two? No, tryna get a verse from who? No, tryna see a rooftop view where the mountains are high and the skies are blue. Yeah, never seen a cadence so excellent. It makes you wanna get down and bounce. Used to get air, now you're up in a mattress. Can't catch this, I'm all over your atlas.
All over your tracklist. City ain't heard of Bex. You must live under a rock like Patrick. I said, are you so acrobatic? She said, I used to do gymnastics. Is that where you move like elastic? Leg in the air while I whack it.
Yeah, it's so up in the atmosphere. Bro said he's seen a lot of backs in here, but the focus is so 10 out of 10. Twitter spaces, please get out of them.
Twitter spaces still killing the guys like Wet Star Dog and Sprinkle Cake. I've been in the field with no shin pads, just class couldn't even get a ankle tape. So, what they know, what they know. I just flew to LA for some food and my bougie dude, so I got it to go. I see bro step man in his forces, now they look red like, what are those? I'm on a run like Harry and them, now Pat make them chuckle like Barry and them.
Excuse me, can I get a word in? I used to get air tube blue tits curving, now I see the works is working. I'm in a black whip, M-way turning, sweep, sweep, scurrying. Gelato 42 burning, sweep, sweep, scurrying. Gelato 42, excuse me, can I get a word in? I used to get air tube blue tits curving, now I see the works is working. I'm in a black whip, M-way turning, sweep, sweep, scurrying. Gelato 42 burning, sweep, sweep, scurrying. Gelato 42.
You from BXKS. I did get the name wrong the last time round. I just cannot read. BXKS, excuse me, coming up some swim school here on CFRC.
Yeah.
Welcome back, folks. That was a bit of Swim School with their song Give Me a Reason Why. They've just put out a brand new single, which was not that one, but I did want to play that one for us. The new single is called Seeing It Now, and you should go and check it out. They are on Bandcamp at weareswimschool.bandcamp.com. Other bands that we played on the show also happen to be on Bandcamp, so do check them out if you would like to support artists independently and all that, because, you know, streaming really, really doesn't pay them at all. It's nothing comparable to actually buying an album. So you can find the Woodburning Savages also at thewoodburningsavages.bandcamp.com. That was some new stuff out of Belfast, and we had some new music from BXKS, the London-based rapper and pioneer. We've got a little bit of Stone Roses playing in the background again. I just do like this single, Fool's Gold, from the first album, a kind of 9-minute long remixed version by Peter Hook from Joy Division, New Order, a bunch of other things. He kind of worked on this particular single and really just made it this dance hall, this kind of like baggy Manchester track. And this was a single on like a limited edition gold vinyl that was sent to us way back in 1990, March 1990. And so I just figured I'd use it as my backing track for today because, you know, I'm not going to be in from next week, not in Kingston, not in Canada, in fact. I'm going home for a little bit, but I'll be in the UK for a couple of weeks before that. So I've just sort of been going crazy, you know, experiencing all the music that Kingston has to offer before that. And there have been some really good gigs in town of the last few weeks, but this week in particular was a nasty heavy one because, let's see, I was at the last Sunday, which is why I wasn't here to do a show live last week. And then after that, you know, Wednesday, we knew that the Arkells were doing a show, or Arkells as they prefer to be known without the. Arkells were doing a show on Thursday. We knew of that for quite a while. And Arkells have quite a bit of a history with Kingston. Like, they go all the way back. They've been playing in here since 2007, you know, playing kind of like student venues and university towns and things like that. You know, and they were like, you know, for us it was a big deal to first be able to play Guelph, Ontario, and then to like go further out and keep playing shows because they're from Hamilton, and coming out to Kingston was sort of the furthest east that they'd gone, so it was a really big deal and everything. And they'd played Clark Hall Pub, literally next door to us, Clark Hall Pub. And so I don't know, they kind of got hit by a wave of nostalgia, or they're just like a really generous band into giving back or whatever it might be. But they decided that they were gonna come back, announced a surprise secret show on the Wednesday, day before the show, 24 hours in advance, saying that they were gonna be there, they were gonna play at the Clark Hall Pub, just do a quick short set, and then shoot down to Slush Puppy Place to play their regular stadium show that was gonna be happening later that night, which is already pretty crazy. But then they said, you know what, we're gonna have Clark Hall Pub's house band, a Queen's student band, opening for them. So Clay Pigeons have now opened for and played on stage with Arkells, which is, you know, congratulations to them, a really big deal and everything. And they got Arkells involved in their kind of surfy, almost calypso-ish, bossa nova kind of sound. And it was a great time. And then, of course, there was the actual full show that followed after that. So that's already two shows in the week. And then, you know, after that, we had the QMC Battle of the Bands. I don't know if this has been talked about on air, so you might be hearing the results of this Battle of the Bands for the first time in kind of press, right? But I can exclusively reveal, or maybe not so exclusively reveal, that the winner was a brand new band. And let me first put the premises out for you. So the QMC Battle of the Bands, we've been having a show for the last kind of few years. Every March or April, there's been a big show happening at Ale House where Queen student bands take over for a night and just put on three bands on the bill, have a great show. And it's sort of become a thing because it's been going on for 2 years now. And this year, you know, another Battle of the Bands was planned to kind of decide who would be that third band to play. QMC sort of decided who the first two bands are going to be, but who would that opening slot go to? And so they held the Battle of the Bands at the Mansion that happened on Thursday on Friday. And that was kind of to decide who it was going to be. And you had a lot of different bands, you know, kind of surfy sounds. We had a pop punk band. We had more kind of indie stuff. We had some throwback rock and roll as well. Lots of really great bands on the bill. And the winner that I can now reveal was a band called Last Call, who I spoke to after the show, and they just formed a month before their winning performance. So, you know, it's been a wild kind of week of shows, and I'm just like getting as much of it as I can, because no more for me next week, right? But for you guys who are here, lots of great shows coming up next week. Of course, you've got, you know, the Halloween shows, Halloween at the Mansion. You're gonna have a good mix of local bands, of Queens bands, all sorts of stuff. I think Casador are headlining that one. You'll see bands like Carnelian show up over there, and then the Toucan's gonna be having their own their own kind of Halloween show. Lots of great stuff to look forward to. There'll be some rock and roll on there tonight as well. Bands like Rust Pump going back. So there's a lot to look forward to, and I hope you enjoy it. But I just thought I'd give you a little kind of a taste of everything that's gone on and that's coming up. And also, of course, what also happened as part of this whole Arkells thing is, because it happened so quickly, you know, Clay Pigeons got to know 2 days before that they were going to be playing this show. We got to know half an hour before the band wanted to do an interview with us that they wanted to do an interview with us. And so I'll upload the interview for you guys to hear wherever. But if you go back into the Indie Wake Up Call archives, you can hear that. Just like a quick, short interview. I mean, Max was very good to us because he had an interview like 15 minutes before he talked to me and 15 minutes after he talked to me. So he just like shot this in real quick. But that was really good stuff. It was a lot of fun. But I'm going to play us some new stuff by a band called Virgins from Belfast. They've got a new single called Gliss. You can find them at bandofvirgins.bandcamp.com. This is fun shoegazy stuff. And we're going to be listening to that. My favorite track this week, track of the week, I've been meaning to play it for a little while, so it's not exactly from this week, but it's by an artist called JD Cliff. It's called Bad Company. And, you know, he's just kind of making cool indie rock music, like a few other musicians who've kind of leaned into that really catchy indie vibe, like bands like artists like Masterpiece and Peter Zahn have been doing this as well. And this is his latest single. It's called Bad Company. I do love it. You can find him on Bandcamp, jdcliffe.bandcamp.com. And then I've got some new music by an Irish trio called Supermum, called Adore, and the song is called Supermum with an exclamation mark. And it's kind of about, like, you know, sexual harassment on the streets and everything, but they've done it in such a witty way, you know, with their singer Laura Minchin kind of just singing with this social commentary, incisive social commentary, but, you know, with just a really kind of catchy riff behind it. So they're great. The band is called Adore, and we're going to listen to this song, but let's start off with a bit of Gliss by Virgins. We'll be right back.
if I can do it, you can too. Get off your ass and go and make some moves. This season one, it's not season two. Go love off, man, but they ain't feeling you. It's cause you act too cool. Think you're too smooth. But you're not that mister. Let me langer your way to inter. New ting bueno coming like. Let me loud that once. She giving man eyes, them arousing ones. Keep giving them looks, then the outing's done. And you know the man, then we some rowdy cunts. But I'm trying to be you, just allow me blood. I don't want to speak up. Time is money, so I gotta be blunt. Wise man talking like he can't be trusted.
Up the way she feel it. Need your love cause I'm feeling. I don't want but I need it. Girl, you got me. You're my company.
That down when I take an L, blood. I'm wearing that proud. They can build them doors, we're kicking them down. Half hearted dons got rid of them pals. Married to the game, but it's bigger than vows. She ain't fuck with me then, but she fuck with me now. That's why more time I'm in and I'm out. Jay, you think bueno coming like, let me loud out once. She giving man eyes, them arousing ones. Keep giving them looks, then the outing's done. And you know the man, then we some rowdy cunts. But I'm trying to be you, just allow me, blood. I don't want to speak up. Time is money, so I gotta be blunt. Wise man acting like he can't be touched.
sleep in my house. I only got one bed, you go figure it out. I'm lying next to you and don't give back the touch. I say we're friendly, but for me it's too much. Next thing I'm crying, you won't talk to me. Next thing I'm lying, listening to your plea. Next thing I'm caught and it won't be the last. It always goes the way it always goes too fast. Cause I
back, folks. We've been listening to some brand new music. That was Supermum by the band Adore, band from Dublin, trio. And we also had some new music from a band called Virgins, a song of theirs called Gliss, which is a very kind of shoegazy track. And we had some JD Cliff, who is my track of the week. It's a song called Bad Company. And I just think it's great. It's like, it's got that kind of fighting spirit. It's, you know, got that really, really catchy bass line going on underneath it. It's got this mix of sort of, you know, indie rock, but like done with less of a straight face. I just loved it. I loved it. We've got some other cool releases coming up, albums and stuff on the horizon. All really exciting stuff. We're gonna be playing some new track from Poppy Ajuda, who's just put out If I Ain't Got You, Alanis Morissette cover. I think she released it for Deezer. And, Alicia Keys cover. My head's all gone now. I've been listening to great music. It's done my head in. But she released a cover of Alicia Keys' song, If I Ain't Got You, done sort of as a session track for Deezer. We've got that. It's just a cool change of pace from sort of what we've been listening to. So I thought we'll throw that in. But she does have an album of her own stuff coming up pretty soon. It's coming out on the 22nd of November. Her sort of self-titled album. It's just going to be called Poppy. So we're looking out for that. You can go to her website and find out more about the album and dates and everything. We've got another track by a band called Traits, who actually reached out to the station a little while ago. And I was loving their sort of synth pop indie kind of blend of things. They're a band from Liverpool. This song does go back a bit. It's not exactly a new song, but I kind of really liked it, so we're going to listen to it. It's called Holding On. And Alpha's new album is coming out. Alpha, the band from Wales, heavy kind of, you know, fuzzy heavy duo, who were actually in Canada this summer. Well, for one single date, they came up for North by Northeast. So I saw them in Toronto, spoke to them and all that. Lovely guys. Their second album is going to be coming out end of this week, I would say. It's called Orchidu, or meaning from the shadows, from the ashes, and that's going to be coming out basically at the end of this week. So exciting times for the duo. We've got a single before that all kicks off. It's called Find Me, and can't wait to be listening to the whole album. So we'll go ahead with a bit of Poppy Ajuda. All good stuff coming for you here on CFRC.
Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah, yeah, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within. I've been there before. That life's a bore, so full of the superficial.
Nothing at all. If it ain't you, baby, if I ain't got it, you.
brand new music from Alpha. Always love having a bit of their stuff on air. They do have the album Ortedo coming out end of the week, next week. Great stuff's coming out in early November. And we just heard the last single, I presume, from the album called Find Me. Can't wait for the album, really. We also had some great new music from a bit of Traits from Liverpool. This is not exactly a new song. It, I think it's from 2022, but I really liked it. It's called Holding On. And Poppy Ajuda with a cover that she did of Alicia Keys' If I Ain't Got You. But she is still kind of building up to her own album that's coming out at the end of the month. Other cool stuff, we've got some new music. I mean, today's show has been quite rock heavy, and I feel like that's okay, that's fair. Sometimes we can just, you know, put up our kind of rock horn signs and rock out. Maybe this is a good way to round off vocal weekend, I don't know. If you are still kind of just like, you know, if you've still got a little bit more energy and you want to kind of let it out, last kind of pushes of homecoming party vibes, maybe a bit of rock music is all you need, I don't know. So, you know, Alpha was probably the best thing for you there, but I'm going to keep it going. I've got some new music from Dreamwife now, and they are kind of one of the pioneers, I think, almost of like modern kind of, the modern rock kind of movement in the UK right now. I mean, Alice Goh is sort of a guitar builder herself, and she's been doing some crazy stuff with her guitars and all, but anyway, Social Lubrication came out now like a couple of years ago. I can't remember even now if it was 23 or 24. But it was a great album, and the band have been back in the studio. Room 341 is their brand new single, and you can find it on their Bandcamp page. Again, dreamwife.bandcamp.com. Just great new music, great kind of rock music from them once again. I've got some new music from a band called The Great Leslie as well. It's a song called These Days, and it's just like a cool new single that they've put out. Very kind of catchy riffs and stuff, and kind of vocal, like, you know, you'll enjoy it. And then to contrast it all, I've got some brand new stuff from Michael Kiwanuka, Rebel Soul, just like great piano music. So we're listening to all of that. Let's get started. Here coming up for you is a bit of Dreamwife, brand new song of theirs. Here is Room 341.